Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Lauren, why is Gergie's hair so short?
Because grandma took him to the groomer.
Oh no.
And she said puppy cut, and he is so cute.
Dude, that is actually like a deer. Ultimate, I don't get it. And maybe it's just my family, but it's the family on both sides. The Iaconetti grandparents and the Haven grandparents, they love their dogs short haired.
Okay, well, it is like they don't have to get groomed as often. Like, you're just shave them all, and then they'll grow for like 2-3 months, and then you do it again. It's not just like trim, go back in like 2 weeks, trim, you know.
But but every dog looks better when they got big poofs of hair.
I know. I kind of like it because he feels so soft.
Whoever's watching this video on Patreon, it's so therapeutic watching you just. Gergie
looks like a founding father right now.
Yeah, he
looks
does.
Like he's in a trance.
He's so George Washington.
He is George Washington.
My God.
Holy moly. Lauren.
He could literally be a jury member from back in those days with the big white, like curly wigged hair.
He also lost 3 of his front teeth. He's got no front teeth now. I know.
Lauren, excuse me. That's
he is George
on.
Washington. He has no teeth.
Wait, really? You gotta take him to the doctor.
Hey, you know his teeth are gone.
Lord, how are you not concerned?
Well, okay,
wait, how the
his
fuck
two
did
front
that
teeth,
happen?
His two front teeth were crossing over each other like a lot. They were like very crossing over, so I feel like they just kind of crossed too much and broke or something. And then the other ones, I don't know. But
and you're not.
Anyways,
you don't sound concerned.
Yeah, that's just kind of weird of him losing teeth.
Well, I think it kind of happens.
Has he ever had his teeth brushed?
He's old.
At the groomers.
No, but he's never had his teeth. He's never had like a proper dog cleaning.
Oh no, he probably needs to get teeth cleaning.
Guys, what's going to happen when we lose our teeth?
Wait, hold on. Before you go there, Naz, do you even know how much it costs to get dogs' teeth cleaned?
How much? I have no idea.
Like $1,500 and up.
Oh,
really? No. Wait,
yeah.
$600? They have to go down.
It's definitely $1,500. I think that's excessive.
Up.
I think it may be a little bit less than that. But...
What do you mean? Mom and Dad like take Ethel like every year. They're like, oh, it's Ethel's teeth cleaning.
Because like... they got to put them under. They have to put them under anesthesia.
Are you kidding me? That's how much
Lois
it costs?
Lois has never had it. She probably should.
We're so bad.
That's really bad.
But this is what doesn't make... See, this is an I don't get it. Because it's not like animals in the wild go to the fucking dentist and get their teeth cleaned.
I know.
That's the biggest racket
I've ever heard of in my entire life.
I think it's because like they're eating like tough food. And apparently like... eating like the dry food and certain foods cleanses their teeth. Like apparently you're supposed to give them apples and apples like cleanse their teeth. But these little house cat dogs just eat like moist cheese and the wet food and stuff. So like they're not doing what animals do.
Yeah, whatever. Animals out there are eating like other animals and like the cold, the hot, the warm, the hard, and they never get their teeth cleaned. So.
I know.
Another thing about animals, like Lois doesn't go out in the rain. She's a true California girl.
Yeah.
So if it's raining all day, like she refuses. So yeah, I just came upstairs and there's poop behind me and I didn't clean it up before the podcast.
Sometimes you just gotta let it harden a little bit, make it easier
to clean up. You know, once it's there, if it's not stinky, it's like, oh, I'll just let it sit there for an hour. But it's just weird because here I am sitting and a couple yards behind me, just poop on a floor.
Yep.
Ew.
I know.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
I know.
Anyway. All right. I have an I don't get it that I'll begin with.
Okay.
Because guess what? We didn't finish it with the last ramble. It was about dinosaurs. I'm pretty sure it was like the first thing, the ramble that I was like meaning to do when I brought up dinosaurs.
Okay,
and that
what
is like, why do we teach kids about dinosaurs like right off the bat when they've been gone for 65 million years? Like, why is it within their first year of life, they're like, we'll teach them about roosters and dogs and ducks and dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Like, what? They're not going to encounter a dinosaur. They're probably like, okay, so we can go see all these things, but what about dinosaurs? Like, what's up with them?
We don't teach kids about we make woolly core curriculum. Mammoths.
Yeah.
Why? It's like, well, like, first dinosaurs, of awesome. Course, then math. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are hilarious. What do you mean? That's like the first point of, I don't know,
what,
life on Earth that we have record of. So
yeah, in our culture.
But that's what I mean. Like, to me, it makes sense that that's where they'd start. Like, you start at day one, right? Like, so day one, there were dinosaurs here. Like, right?
I guess so.
I don't know. We, I don't know. I think it's funny when you really think about it.
I don't think so. I think it makes sense.
We teach them dinosaurs before so many other things. It's like, I think this is such a like past 100 years thing. Could you imagine in the colonial era or like the Renaissance, them being like, hello, Renaissance child, here is a dinosaur.
Yeah, I know. You practice knitting in painting, you know? Yeah. That's true. But is it because they didn't know that dinosaurs were there? Like, did we just have the technology to dig and find dinosaur bones like recently? I don't know.
Yeah, archaeologists probably. Yeah. Like that wasn't.
I feel like they had to survive. This is a first world problem to dig for the past, you know? Yeah. Back then they were just trying to like shit out windows and throw it in the street. Yeah.
Let me see when the first dinosaur fossil was discovered.
Very good question. Oh my gosh.
Thanks. Thank you, Naz.
Okay. In 1677, Robert Plot is credited with discovering the first dinosaur bone. But
kids didn't even know about dinosaurs. Yeah, they didn't. The adults didn't know about dinosaurs.
And he actually thought it was a giant human. So he didn't even know it was. Imagine being like, Bigfoot exists.
That's hilarious.
That's so funny.
So then they went on and they just tried to like dig up the earth for...
Yeah.
For the other dinosaur bones.
I wish I would be an archaeologist. I think that's the coolest thing ever.
I could see you
also
being
like,
an
why are dragons considered to be
a paleontologist?
They were fucking flying dinosaurs. They were real, you know? Dragons. Mm-hmm. It's only the fire breathing aspect, and that's not even that nuts.
Well, dinosaurs flew. Did you say
that? Yeah, I know. So the only difference between a pterodactyl and a dragon is that one breathes fire. So it's not that crazy of a mythical creature.
Yeah. And how would we know whether or not dinosaurs back in the day breathed
so
fire?
So true.
I know. They totally could have. I feel like they would have.
God, I wish dragons existed now. That would be the illest shit ever.
Or the scariest.
No, that'd be amazing. I mean, there's already animals like that at the bottom of the ocean. There's literally water dragons.
That's stuff that I was really into when I was a child because looking at that stuff that lives 2 miles deep in the water, they have like electrical forces, you know?
Yep. Yeah, there's bioluminescence. Like there's light down there because it's so dark. The ocean is literally another planet that we like cohabitate with. It's literally another planet.
Whenever I am... like on the water, you think about like how it goes miles deep. That's wacky. It's also when you're on an airplane and then you realize that you're 5 miles high.
And like, that's nothing.
How?
Nothing
how?
Compared really to the ocean, right? Or am I dumb?
I don't know. The ocean's like 2 miles, 2.5 miles deep at like the deepest.
Really? The deepest? It's only 2 miles?
What? That's not true.
The Titanic is like 2.5 miles below. And I'm pretty sure that's like... a very, very low point.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Now
Google
we gotta
moment.
Look up what's the deepest part of the ocean.
Thank you.
Wow.
Like this how is... far down is it?
What?
We is... watched a great video on the Titanic sinking last night, like a recreation of like how everything sank.
Of course
it's
what you would do on a Sunday night.
And Lauren, terrifying. Why didn't you share this with
me? I'll send it to you.
Did you give the blowjob?
I gave the blowjob.
Oh, wow. 35,000. Wait, what? I was looking
at
we'll
you in a second. We're going to wrap that up. We're going to have Naz finish the stats here.
Okay. 35,876 feet deep.
Oh, shit. You're right, Lauren.
35,000?
So how many miles is that?
It's 5,000.
So it's like 6 miles.
Oh, 7 miles. Shit, you're right. 5,000-ish feet in a mile.
When so. Shits in, real quick before we get to the blowjob.
7 miles deep? Holy mother.
Real quick, when shit is in kilometers or like meters or military, I can't tell you, nothing confuses me more than military time. My brain just stops.
Yeah, I mean, you're not really great at first time.
Like, anyway. I have no idea.
Well, we all know NAS can't do like the East Coast to Pacific time change like at all. Like every time we schedule our podcast, she like has to confirm. She's like, okay, so 5 o'clock Eastern is 2 o'clock Pacific.
So maybe actually military would be easier on you because
no,
just like,
military
yeah.
is so hard. Like what it, I know.
I don't understand when people have military time on like their clocks. Or their
I know
watches
on your phone. I'm like, why would you have that? That's so hard.
I mean,
hard
unless
you
literally were in the military for years, is that really yeah. easier for you?
Like, it's so annoying. Mm-hmm. Do you think people do it just to look cool?
Yeah, definitely. They're just flexing.
This episode is sponsored by LifeMD. LifeMD has undeniably created a better and more affordable way for people to talk to doctors without ever leaving their home. So those days of like depressing waiting rooms, awkward in-person visits, and just being confused on who to call are over because you can now video chat with a board certified physician and get the prescription that you need in as little as 15 minutes. This is so clutch because when you have issues that you need to take care of right away, for example, I got a that's what I call a yeast infection, went to lifemd.com, typed in /IDGI, and within 15 minutes had a prescription for my yeast infection. I'm always on the go. And that is just why this website is so beneficial and so convenient to people who are like really busy. Or if you're just someone who wants to avoid those waiting rooms with like, I don't know, magazines from the 90s. Why are they always like magazines from the 90s? And like the music's always so random. Anyways, you get it. We've all been there. So whether you have a nasty cough that isn't going away, if you have pink eye and maybe you don't like want to go out, the ongoing UTIs are always a thing and you have to wait days for an appointment. And we just can't always time sickness, but that's why LifeMD really makes it easy. And their America's healthcare system is really enabling doctors to reach patients in their home through revolutionary virtual healthcare. I feel like everyone in my life has one thing that they've been putting off to get checked out. And now that you know about LifeMD, there really is no excuse because you can talk to an incredible 5-star certified physician in less time than it takes to fold your laundry. So it's going to help out with your annual checkups, lab tests, chronic conditions, stuff like diabetes and weight loss. And finding the right doctor can be really frustrating. It can be hard to know where to begin. So LifeMD's patient platform and app makes this so easy now. All you have to do is go on their website, select your symptoms, pick your preferred doctor, and LifeMD does the rest. So visit lifemd.com/IDGI now, or you can download their app and see why LifeMD is America's trusted telehealth leader. That's lifemd.com/IDGI to experience healthcare the way it should be.
Okay, time for blowjob talk.
Last night, Hunter was watching the Bruins game 7, and then Hunter was like, I bet Jared's freaking out right now. I go, I bet you he's not even watching. Because when I think of Jared coming home from work, I feel like he's either just sitting on his phone or watching Seinfeld. I don't know. But I didn't really understand the gravity of the fucking game, the situation. Like, I wasn't aware of it until, like, later on. So I go, I
what
bet
is
you
the gravity of the game?
Just, like, it was sudden death or whatever.
They
it was
went into sudden death, but let me tell you this. Bruins were one of like the historically best teams according to their record.
Yeah.
And that's they crazy. Blew it in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, it was the first round, game
in
7.
In the last game, yeah.
Okay, so I didn't really understand
that's
that.
A Shakespearean tragedy.
Yeah, yeah. People were very, very sad. So then I was like, okay, well, I'm going to call Jared and see if he's doing it. And if I win, I get a back massage. If you win, you get a fucking blowjob. And called immediately. And there Jared was sitting on the couch watching the Bruins game. So I held up my end of the deal.
Lauren's like, what do you watch? I'm like, so what are you watching?
So, Jared, what are you doing?
And don't I was say like, it's on I'm like, couch. please flip around and show me Seinfeld. But
this is so funny because I recently,
like a 10 o'clock plus thing.
I actually recently was performing the act, and I was told that like they had never had a BJ like that before.
Oh, and what are you doing?
And he was like, "You actually like it." And I was like, "There's so many women that are doing it, and so obviously, like,
every minute
showing that they don't like it." And I'm like, "That's so lame."
Like, yeah, I mean, at the beginning, for sure, I was like putting on my best performance, pretending like I like pretending I enjoyed it. Like, I didn't hate it. I know, because in your what the fuck am I thinking? Like, your body is basically in a time of like fight or flight. Like, I got to be good at this blowjob emotionally. Like, I have to be good at this blowjob. And so then you're like tricking your brain into thinking you like it.
No, I actually like
no,
it.
No, I know.
Why don't you believe that people
she gets
can actually
power
like
from it?
It.
She's like, yeah, if somebody says, she's like, oh my gosh, I'm good at this. And then they're going to think that I'm good at this. And like, holy moly, he's going to like, it's like just like a wow queen moment.
It's like, you know, but you don't get off like pleasing someone else. Like that isn't pleasurable to your, to you or your brain.
I do when I'm like, new to it, new to the whole situation. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you don't deserve this service. No.
See, that's horrible.
I'm truly horrible. In the middle of both of you. I'm in the middle of both of you.
I'm good at it. I still do it fucking well. I'm not gonna half-ass it. Like, it's good.
I like to get a reaction from it where I see where Naz is talking about, but do I truly enjoy it? No, my ego enjoys it.
Oh, I genuinely, and my ego, it's
your
both.
Body, your physical body, not your brain.
Yeah.
Your physical body likes it. You're being a total Naz right now.
No, I'm not. I swear.
I think I used to to feel that. I think maybe I used to because I was like, they're loving it, I'm loving it, whatever. But I don't think
I
felt
anything one more time?
Like down there.
Like it's fun. I think it's fun.
I'm going to say this one more time.
Hilarious.
You're sure this is not an ego thing?
No, it's like both. It's like, of course there's the ego, you know, where you're like, oh, this would be so amazing and I'll feel so cool if they, you know, get off. But there's also, I don't know. It's just, it's fun. It's playful. Like it's fun. I don't know how else to describe it.
All right, audience. We need this message board about this.
There are many women also love doing it. 100%.
I think it's because of an ego thing. It's an
no. Yeah. No. That's so no. Mm-mm.
I know one other girl that believes this, and she showed me a video of her giving her
she
boyfriend
showed you a
head.
Video?
She showed
me
a video.
I remember.
Of it.
Lauren, just whisper who it is. Or
no, you don't. It's not going to ring a bell in your head or anything.
Oh, really?
Also, people can subscribe to our Patreon and have videos.
whisper on camera.
So, and she like really loves it. That's so true. It's just mouth into the camera.
Yeah. We used to be able to get away with that.
I don't know. I can't do it anymore.
We're just have to text each other. So like,
wait, so she showed you a video? So she takes a video of it?
Yes. It turns her on later.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, Ash. It's like not just ego. It's like it's pleasurable for me, for my body too.
Interesting.
Does that make sense?
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to knock. I'm not going to say you're lying. I just haven't felt like, you know, a tingle down there in a long time from doing it. Maybe
let's flip it. Haven't you encountered men that like really love giving head?
Yeah, but I again think that's.
You think that's just ego on their part?
Yeah, that's them wanting to please in the mind. That's not them liking the taste on their tongue.
Really? So many people have been like, this tastes so good. Or like, you taste so good. This is a really R-rated.
Yeah, guys say that. Yeah, they say that. They for sure say it is R-rated. But they say like, tastes good, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, shut the fuck up. Why don't you eat ice cream, all right?
Exactly right. Yeah.
I'm like, this is not the best thing you've ever had. It's good in comparison to others, maybe. You know, it doesn't taste bad.
I can do this all day long. Yeah. Like, yeah. I've heard that too. But I'm like, but really, enjoy yourself and don't do that.
Just because you guys don't like the taste doesn't mean that there aren't other people that like it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. But it's not, like, comparable to, like, the most delicious things in the world.
Yeah, like go have an ice cream cone.
They get boners watching you get off for sure.
That's why.
Why like, would you just hair?
It's all about the head, you guys. It's mental.
I don't know.
Because when people say, oh, it tastes so good, I think of things that taste so good, not things that taste palatable.
Well, I'm just not comparing, like, someone's spunk to, like, pistachio ice cream. That's, okay. like, so weird. Of course it doesn't taste like food.
Okay, well, when someone says tastes good, well, it's the only thing in the whole world tastes good. Food. Okay?
Well, it's because we don't eat human, you know?
So I do like biting my nails, my cuticles. Yeah.
That's okay. Anyway.
All right. Wow. Moving on because this is a little raunchy.
Very, very raunchy.
So bad.
Now my brain's going to have a hard time going back to like my normal, I don't get it, being, I don't understand how my mom orders food at dinner.
My mom ordering food at dinner.
What do you mean she orders food at dinner?
Okay.
Mom will be talking like this. Continue. Okay. Just talking normally like this.
Yeah.
Hey, Naz, what's up? Have a great day. How are you doing? Blah, blah, blah.
And then once a waiter comes around,
yeah.
What can I get you guys? Could I have the Caesar salad?
A Caesar salad. Like she whispered.
She's like, a Caesar salad and then a Pinot Grigio. It's like, what the fuck happened to you, ma'am?
And then they're like, what? What was that?
And then she's like, a Caesar salad. They're like, the burger,
a Caesar salad.
I'm like, mom, of course they don't hear you. What happened to the diaphragm?
It's the weirdest thing. She gets so demure and like she has
I'm so embarrassed to be asking you this, but can I have a Caesar salad?
Like, can I say something in the best way ever?
Yeah.
Your mom has a little, like that story is a little Jennifer Coolidge-y to me.
Oh, 100%. Really? I see Jennifer Coolidge in mom sometimes.
It's like something Jennifer Coolidge would be like normal and then be like, yeah. The Caesar salad.
Yes, exactly. She'd be like, oh my God. Yeah.
So did you ask her why she does that?
We make fun of her every dinner. Every single time. Mom, like speak up. And she's like, oh, stop making fun of me.
Did you ask her why she lowers her octave when a waiter comes to the table?
She's gonna say because she never went to a restaurant growing up and she's shy.
My mom is just super shy.
And
you know, they got so annoyed at us for not ordering at restaurants. So we were like in high school because, well, Lauren particularly got so shy at restaurants that she couldn't order. So I always had to like order for her and she'll have the chicken fingers. Yeah. Until like ninth grade. I think that bet you it was later than ninth grade, Lauren.
No, I got my balls in eighth grade, ma'am.
Wait, Lauren, so do you think you were shy because your mom was shy?
Probably. Like I feel like my mom and I have a lot of parallels.
What are you scared of when you order something? Like what was
sounding scary? Stupid.
You know what I would order though.
I would rehearse it in my head over and over. And you know, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I would like the chicken fingers with honey mustard or whatever. And then I would think that it's going to come out like all discombobulated.
Oh, have the honey mustard cups and
honey mustard fingers and the mustard cups. Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, so that's like a form of, is that what social anxiety is? That is social anxiety.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, and then I got way over it. And then it manifests in other scenarios. But anyway.
Okay,
so she's very quiet when she orders and she still hasn't gotten
over it. Oh my God. Lauren has a Stanley cup after she called me basic bitch for having
one. I never called you a basic bitch. I thought it was great. And this is also a knockoff.
It's a knockoff? It looks exactly like it.
It's a knockoff. It's from Marshall's.
Do you love it?
I love it. And let me tell you, I fill this thing up 5 to 6 times a day. Bitch is a hydrated, hydrated lady right now.
Everyone loves their like water bottles have become such a novel piece of culture. Like it's like everyone has one. And I have an I don't get it that I was talking about yesterday actually at a birthday party. And I mean, it's a dumb one, but it's just like, why are we buying water when the shit comes from the sky? Like we should not, like water should be free.
Yeah. I mean, well, you could definitely put free. Out like a bucket in your backyard and like fill up some rainwater every day and drink are you going to do that?
Water everywhere in the world should be free. Like as humans, we should have free water everywhere.
Well, there is free water pretty much everywhere. It just doesn't taste very good.
not in Africa, in like other places. I'm saying like in America, you can like go to a water fountain, you go to a sink and you get your water, and it's all relatively, there's some places where it's not that drinkable, but it's all pretty much drinkable what you get out of the faucet. But guess what? It just doesn't taste very good. But my house.
Did you say faucet or flosset?
I said faucet.
Flosset. Okay.
I know that I used to say flosset, so it's so weird. So yeah, like your water is there, but Naz is like, yeah, but my electrolyte, like balanced water isn't there. So like that's
problem, what I'm paying for. Yeah, I'm paying for the alkaline in the process. No, but in general,
the water bottle thing is crazy. Like everyone has their to-go water bottle, and we never did this. Literally, people in the 70s were not walking around with hydration. They just were like, I'll have a glass of water when I get home. And that was it. Like, but why are we all like, why? How are people still like fainting from dehydration and shit? I'm like,
you're talking in the first world.
First world. Yeah. Like, everyone has a water bottle, and people back in the day never had, like, going to school. I know I've said this before. We used to go to elementary school and high school
without water bottles.
We'd have, like, okay, I got a juice box for lunch, and that was my hydration. Yeah. And now all these kids are walking to school with fucking Stanley mugs, and they refill it at, like, the water filler station.
Yeah, like, we didn't drink water growing up.
No, we
like
no.
At on school field day. Even at the cafeteria, they'd offer milk over the water. Like
they
nothing,
never had water bottles.
They never had water. You would have to buy like a gross Dasani water bottle from the vending machine where I went to school.
Do you guys remember?
Wait, do you remember the very fine? Very fine. Juice in the cans.
You've already brought this up. And the pouches. You couldn't remember the name of very fine. And then we had to look it up. But do you remember coming in from recess and everyone was sweaty and gross, and then there'd be a line for the water fountain, and all the gross, sweaty boys would put their mouths all over the water fountain.
They kind of oh my God. See, and you would, I thought would they have kind like of sips.
You would kind of drink, next. And they would be like, next. And then they would say, next. And you just get one little like 10 sip of water.
Each.
You got 10
what
seconds.
They're
like, one, two, three. And now these kids are going to go get my Stanley mug. Yeah.
Like, excuse me, can I go get a drink of water? You can do it in 10 minutes.
A drink. We would literally have a shot of water a day at that fountain.
Yeah. They're like, and could you imagine going to school today being like, you're done drinking water? They'd be like, it's criminal.
It's against
the law. Do you remember how we used to bring the big jugs on field day? That was like the only day that they allowed us to be properly hydrated.
Yeah, they'd be like, they're running around. We need to make sure everyone has water.
Because kids would fucking faint and get heat stroke on field day. You had field day, right, Naz?
Yeah, of course. Field day was the best.
In Florida, I couldn't imagine that heat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The humidity every day at gym. Everyone was so sweaty. But field day hit on another level for us, because if you had a crush on someone from another class, this was like prime time to get the most time with them and be seen by them and look hot. You know what I mean?
Sixth like, grade and below.
In Sophie shorts, you know?
Yeah. Because you could wear shorter shorts that day.
Yeah.
And like, you could roll your sleeves up. Yeah.
That was like the day to be seen. That was like Bridgerton ball field day.
Because they would pair you up with kids from other classes.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yes, you had the
most chance.
Remember
how we used to roll up our sleeves? Like, we used to, like,
and then
you remember
ribbon,
those little velvet ribbon ties?
Oh, the ribbons.
Oh, my God. That would be my worst nightmare now, because the part of my body that I, like, never want exposed
is your
like,
arms.
That part.
Yeah.
But can we just
like
say?
That random top of your shoulder.
It does not
that,
look
like,
good.
This was definitely a mechanism because our armpits were all sweaty. And we didn't know what to do with prepubescent sweat.
No, I thought it was like to just look like
it was
sexier.
To look a little more scandalous.
Oh, for me, I liked it because the sweat stains.
I would roll it up, and then at the end of the day or something, I would unroll it, and it was like pit stain all
Lauren
going
and I
down.
Had weird perspiration issues in middle school.
So did I. Everyone did growing up.
Everyone did. We needed to get certain dry for everyone. We needed to talk about this more.
I feel I don't even remember when I started wearing deodorant. Do you remember?
Do you remember when your mom would came to you and said, like, it's time for you to start shaving your legs?
No, my mom. Are you kidding? In my family, that was my mom. Like, never wanted me to shave.
Yeah,
I had to beg her to get Nair, and we've talked about this already, so I'm not going to like.
Why
go into
Nair?
It. I don't know. I think maybe because Nair
less
wasn't
permanent,
shaving.
Less, yeah,
it seems less like
for some
like,
reason
once you start,
shaving
you can't
a ritual.
Stop.
the just shaving in general, I think, was seen as being like too scandalous. I don't know. It was so weird.
Yeah. I mean, because then you're like, you're officially in puberty. And but the
Nair, like, oh, God, the smell of Nair. I still smell it in my nose. I've already talked about it, though. But
my mom tried,
disgusting.
You know, she wanted me to, you know, Nair my upper lip hair, like basically in third grade. So we started basically narrowing my upper lip hair.
Yeah, your mom was like looking out for you.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, keep the boys away.
Yeah.
It was the worst, though, because
she knew that people were going to be making fun of your mustache, and that's not worth it.
Lauren, I know. Let me just say something. She just was like, it just was so awful. Because remember how it smelled so bad and it like never fully worked? So you'd take it off and then you'd still have multiple patches of hair and then you'd have like burn marks. So you'd have like patches and then smooth spots and then burn marks.
This is the worst.
I'm just going to tell my daughter, if I have one, that she can just do the straight razor for a while.
She can just wax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wax too.
Yeah. Also, okay. Well, anyway.
Okay.
What were we saying? Water. I was drinking out my hydro flask.
Yeah. All because, see, this is why I said a lot of our greatest rambles are when we don't have a lot of bullet points.
Just watch us not come up with anything from here on out.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I feel so under the weather today. I feel like, do you ever feel, it's so funny, like when you're sick, it's like your brain also kind of stops.
Yeah. It's just like you're wearing like fuzzy glasses or something.
It's so funny. It's like if I'm feeling under the weather, my throat's hurting. Why isn't my brain on, you know? You would think that, like, it's like your whole body kind of, like, shuts down and operates at, like, 50%.
Yeah, because it's putting its energy towards making you heal rather than, like, come up with funny I don't get it.
Yeah, but isn't that kind of weird? That's like an I don't get it. Like, why does my brain have to be different if, like, this is hurting? My brain should still be on.
I don't know. All the energy is going to healing. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Lauren.
Ashley.
I was going to say something about, I wanted to go back. I wasn't done, guys, with the elementary school crushes.
I thought she was going to say dinosaurs.
I wasn't done with dinosaurs.
Ashley, I wasn't done with something we talked about 30 minutes ago. Okay.
Okay, so we like reminisce on college and, you know, 20-something crushes, even like teen crushes a lot. Yeah. But you guys threw me back with the elementary school crush because it's so innocent and fun. Really want to do, like, you're not trying to date them. You just want to look at them.
I wanted to hold their hand.
Yeah, that's nice. I wanted to smell the back of their neck.
Yeah,
see, Lauren, that's
neck.
Exactly what I was going to say. You were talking about the water fountain. I liked the smell of sweaty boys at the water fountain.
It depends on if you like them or not.
It's like you would, if they had like an amazing head of hair, you know, like that like 90s haircut, and you just saw like a little sweat coming down their neck.
It's time to take a break and talk about one of my favorite sponsors, Rocket Money. We love Rocket Money in the Iaconetti Haben family. It does so many amazing things. It can help you invest, budget. It can cancel subscriptions for you. That's like their big thing. Like that's what everybody kind of like gets on Rocket Money for. But then once they're there, they realize how many other amazing things they can do for you. They can also negotiate your bills. like the availability of getting multiple cable companies in your like home area. They'll see how much you're paying for one company and then be like, hey, we can do it for you. Like we can cancel this and then get you signed up for this company. It's going to save you $30 a month.
It's literally like having a personal assistant when it comes to money.
For your money. Yeah, it's super cool. And then any apps that you have on your phone that you downloaded like one time to edit this one picture or something like that.
Yeah, I hate
or
that.
Or this
shit.
One reel.
On that. Yeah.
Yeah, the one you spent $8 on that you forgot to cancel.
It's like $8
a
month.
You're like, why do I have no money in my account?
It catches those for you. And know that Rocket Money is a free app. They have additional add-ons that you can pay for, but you can go in right now, download the app for free, hook up all your accounts. It's super safe, and you can get to budgeting your money. It's really awesome.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions and monitors your spending. It also helps lower your bills all in one place. So you guys can like stop throwing all your money away and cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/get it. That's rocketmoney.com/get it. rocketmoney.com/get it.
Ashley, this is why I'm so sad that you've never seen Pen 15, because this is literally Pen 15. Like, you would love it. You would love it.
Why didn't I think that I loved it?
I don't know, but at, Lauren, don't you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why didn't I watch it then?
No, what you said it was too. You said it was too awkward and cringy to like relive that shit, and it was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you were like, "This is too cringy. I can't handle it." I played it for someone, like a couple months ago, because I was like, "Oh yeah, we're the same exact age. You're gonna think this is so funny." They were like so fucking disturbed.
Really?
They were so disturbed. I was like, "This is hilarious," and they were like, "This is painfully awkward. Like, I can barely watch this."
I'm gonna have to watch it with you this week, and then I'll reevaluate.
Okay.
Are you going to Rhode Island this week?
I'm going to Virginia, and then Lauren's going to Rhode Island.
Yay! Yeah.
When we have a whole sister week.
We're doing.
Oh my god,
it.
That's so fun!
Like
just
two straight weeks of non-stop fun.
That's so fun. I'm so jealous.
No, Jared's so sweet. He's like, "Do you want to go to Virginia again this week?" I was like, "Jared, I just left 2 weeks ago." And he's like, "I know, but it's better
there." What else are you going to do? It is nice.
I know you love it there.
Aww. I was like, "Oh, that's so sweet."
That is so sweet. Yeah. I love that.
I know. People are like, "If he was really sweet, he'd let her just move there."
No.
Would you ever move back to Virginia, Ash?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Sure. It's crazy. Yeah,
have you thought about that being like a realistic thing for you or?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We talk about it. You'd make a decision in like a year and a half.
No way. Oh my God, Lauren, you'd be so happy.
I would be quite pleased.
Okay. So Lauren, tonight, I know that we'll probably go to Glory Days because this is like, I think it's a fun ritual. We go to Glory Days every time we land.
Yep.
And then Dawson enjoys it because it's like the most kid-friendly restaurant in the entire world.
And
then
balls.
He like gets his macaroni and cheese. And then, yeah, they're like balls. It's a sports bar. And then he goes, "A ball. A ball.
A ball."
And he does this thing, Naz, where he points. And he doesn't like just put his arm out. He has to bend it first.
He like bends it and then like slingshots it out.
Yeah, a slingshot. Yeah.
A ball.
A ball. It's so cute. And that's always fun, but let's like record mom like under the, you know, with a little, with the
okay.
Little
yeah. We'll record mom ordering.
She's
going to get the fucking penne.
Wait, can
pasta.
You please record her and send it to me? I will die laughing. That's so funny.
I'll have the penne.
Okay.
Yeah. So then the other thing that I want to do is Lauren doesn't like, well, I mean like I get it. Lauren, not a big Priyanka Chopra Jonas fan.
I'm not watching
did you
that
see
fucking
the
movie? I'm not
Lauren,
watching that movie.
So cute.
Are you literally?
Wait, which movie? Citadel?
No, I don't know.
No, it's
what are you
just,
talking
it's
about?
The one with Celine Dion. It's a chick flick to the extreme.
Wait, I thought you said Priyanka's in it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there's two different Priyanka movies.
Movies.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. What
out.
Movie? Sorry. What movie?
This
is
This one
that?
Is it's a chick flick with
Nick
Celine
Jonas,
Dion.
Celine Dion, and Priyanka Chopra.
The Nick thing is pretty cringy because like you just shouldn't have your own husband in the movie. It just makes everybody feel weird. Like it breaks that fourth wall,
right? Because like, that's all this everyone's thinking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're married. Oh, this is funny. They're married, huh? But it's like, no, that just broke the fourth wall. So you're like, no longer in the movie. You're thinking about their.
I
real
wouldn't
lives.
Even watch that movie if it came on Netflix. Let alone go.
Lauren!
Let alone buying a ticket to the movie theater to see that.
Really? Well, you know, mom will happily go with me.
Ashley, mom watches every. fucking movie that has the word love in the title on any platform. On any
That's
platform.
Hilarious.
I'm like, she's like, I just watched this new series. It's called like Love Me Till the End of Time. And I watched it for 20 hours straight. I'm like, is it good? She goes, not really. And I'm like, oh my God. Yes. So no, I only pay to go see horror.
Okay. Well, then I guess you'll be babysitting Dawson when mom and I go see that.
Sounds great.
Comes out Friday.
Okay.
Jared will be here by then. All right, great. Anything else? It. Lauren, you got anything else? I know you had a mini list.
Let me look at my list.
I feel like I need to contribute some things.
People who say ibuprofen instead of Advil.
Well, they're just trying to be proper. It's kind of like Kleenex versus tissue.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Why?
Dad says
you said
ibuprofen. Do you like dad?
No, I say Advil, no. But yeah, I guess you're right.
I don't know. I feel like you're just trying to be like, smarter. I don't know. Hunt, I asked Hunter that I don't get it. And he was like, well, most people don't know that it's the same thing. So they're just saying ibuprofen because they think it's different than Advil. So they're just saying whatever on the thing. I was like, I think people are just maybe trying to sound fancier. What do you
Could you imagine if somebody asked for Tylenol, but instead they go, do you have any acetosamine?
That's so funny, Ashley. Acetosamine. Yeah,
wait, so why do people, is that how you pronounce it? Acetosamine?
Acetosamine. Pretty See, people close. Say ibuprofen because it's easy to say, but acetosamine is not easy.
Dad would say that, though. Dad would say both. I mean, I know
I'd
he's
have
a doctor.
Acetosamine. Okay, yeah. Tylenol or Advil? Acetosamine or ibuprofen?
What is Aleve? Is Aleve ibuprofen?
Aleve is an aspirin.
Aleve is aspirin. Okay. And so what is aspirin different? I know that you take baby aspirin in the middle of a heart attack.
Oh.
Yeah, what is aspirin? What
it's
is
a Google
aspirin?
Alert. It is a pain reliever, but I think it is also...
Because to me, Aleve is the best, and I'm not sponsored by them, but really? I would love to be, because Aleve, to me, for my body, it just works best. Like, I would never take Tylenol or Advil. I'd only want Aleve.
I've never taken Aleve because I'm scared of it for some reason. Like, really? I feel like it's more serious than the other two.
That's so funny because to me, Aleve is actually, it feels safer and more, like, it just works better.
Ashley, what'd you find out?
Hold on. I found out that aspirin is a group of medication called salicylates. It works by stopping the production of certain substances that are for fever, pain, swelling, blood clots. So the blood clot thing is definitely the heart attack issue. So it's swelling, fever. Interesting. It's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. It sounds more like Advil to me because it's an anti-inflammatory.
Yeah. Mm.
And it can treat pain, fever, headache, inflammation.
But Advil doesn't treat fever. Reduce the risk. Tylenol treats fever. So maybe Aleve is like best of both worlds.
Yeah. And so basically Tylenol is a pain blocker and Advil is like a pain decreaser because of the anti-inflammatory.
And
which
so
is why like with some things, Advil just doesn't work. Tylenol just doesn't work.
And what's Aleve?
Aleve. Holy shit. I don't know what Aleve is.
That was
that's what you were just looking up.
Looking it
no,
up.
That was aspirin.
But I thought
Aleve
was aspirin.
Looking up Aleve, Ashley.
Oh, Aleve is aspirin, guys. Aleve is just a brand of aspirin.
Oh, it's a brand of aspirin?
It's a brand of aspirin, yeah.
And what is aspirin?
It's what you just said.
I forgot already.
An anti-inflammatory, blood-thinning fever reducer.
Oh, great.
And then it says, is Aleve the same as an ibuprofen? Ibuprofen is short-acting and is better suited for the treatment of acute pain, whereas Aleve is long-acting and used for the treatment of chronic conditions. Ah.
Oh.
Ah, that's why it's like people like who have joint issues and
like on the
like
commercials,
that.
It's always like workmen being like, before I go to work,
yeah,
I
got chronic pain.
To Aleve, yeah.
I've always wanted to be in a drug commercial.
I was in a drug commercial for, I'm going to throw this out, you guys. What is Excedrin?
I don't know what Excedrin is.
I know Excedrin is the exact same thing as Advil.
No, it's the dual action.
Dual action Advil,
Lauren.
So it's acetaminophen and ibuprofen.
Yes.
Oh, exactly. So it's Tylenol and Advil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, Excedrin.
Yeah.
These names are so, like, who do you think comes up with names of drugs? Like, how, this is like an I don't get it I've always had. I'm like, how do people come up with a word that didn't exist
Very
for like
true.
A name
and make it sound
of
normal.
A brand? Like,
yeah,
we're gonna call it Advil. Like,
yeah,
how, like, is it maybe like they pick certain letters and
that's
then
so
that's
weird.
Like what it
Naz, I thought this was a simple I don't get it. And then I started thinking about it.
No, it's very
like
complex.
Household products.
I always
like
think
Clorox.
About that. Yes.
Bounty.
Clorox. Bounty.
Lauren used to call Bounty Bounquit. We've all know this.
Oh, that's
Downquit.
So funny. But Bounty,
Downquit.
Bounty doesn't count in this conversation because Bounty is a word. Like a pirates would have Bounty. But a word that's completely made up out of nowhere, like IKEA or
I bet
Publix.
You IKEA means something.
Like Publix, the grocery store. In like the South and in
well,
Florida.
Well, that's for Publix because it's like for the public. That's the.
Wait, we can think of a better fucking example, guys.
But that's
well,
what do you
I was
mean?
Thinking like Downey, Lauren. What about Downey?
Walgreens. Like, is that a last name?
Walgreens. Like, yeah. I wonder, like Walgreens and Walmart. Like, the root of the word is wall. Does that mean anything?
Probably.
But what about Tylenol? Like, who?
The root of the word Walmart.
That Tylenol. One's not as interesting to me. It's like Walmart. It's a mart.
I'm going to be looking for this shit all day.
It's a mart.
But like other, like Sprite, like they came up with a soda and someone was like, we're going to call it Sprite. How, where did that come from?
Well, this is such, so good.
I think Sprite, you're like, oh, it's a refreshing Sprite taste. Like, yeah.
Oh, is Sprite a word on its own?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know it's that. Sprite.
Oh, okay. Yes, you did.
No,
you know,
I didn't.
Like, it's a Sprite day outside.
No, I've never said that. I thought Sprite was just the soda. So that was already a word that existed.
Like, it's refreshing. Fresh.
Sprite definition, an elf or fairy.
No.
Right?
Yes. A computer graph or a computer graphic, which may be moved on screen. See, what you said is it's a Sprite day. That doesn't make sense. It's not a word.
Are we sure?
It's Sprite.
Well, look it up. That's,
it's
not
Sprite
up
out
on
there.
My Google.
Did you type in like Spirit?
Oh, so
Lauren,
okay.
Did
you,
you
know
and
what
I just put it together by thinking refreshing, nice day out?
No, listen. Maybe, maybe. But it also says, what does calling someone a sprite mean? And it's an elfish person, so a disembodied spirit or a ghost. Because a sprite is an elf or a fairy, so it's maybe elfy. You know, like mystical in that type
of
way.
It's a Sprite day is a thing.
Oh, here it
yeah,
says.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
To
maybe
be
it's
of
like
an
elf-y.
Invisible, airy nature.
Okay.
But it says it's like it could be a supernatural, immaterial creature, angel, demon, an apparition, invisible.
Apparition.
Being of an airy nature. No, so it's not even airy nature. It's like see-through.
It's all like right, we'll take
oh,
it.
Wow. Okay, we were wrong. Lauren and I were wrong, okay? But we both thought of it.
Well, I don't think you're wrong because I think it means like elfish.
Elfish
basically
mean, like a Sprite.
The biggest
day,
I don't get it in the world is coming up with a language.
Like happy.
Who the
elves
fuck
are
was
happy.
Like the word that happy will mean you're joyous. But like, how do you compute that's what happy
I don't know.
Means? You
I don't know?
Know.
Like language is so. Can we get like a linguistic like professor on our podcast?
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Because
be like,
how...
tell us about the formation of the first language and how they started being like this means.
Yeah.
If you say tree, that's that.
We'll be like Ashley gives no fucks about dinosaurs in the beginning of then, but we do want to know the first day languages came to be.
Yeah.
What words have been created during our lifetime that are now recognized by the dictionary? They're all silly words.
They're all dumb, like selfie.
Yeah.
And like, ugh, I hate those. Wait, actually, we should. Words that came out in 2022. Word. That's what I'm going to look up in the last year. Words, because you know how there's always that list?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it's like the most used words.
Swag.
Okay, so
Riz.
Goblin. The
selfie.
Word of the year. Do you guys know what the word of the year was last year?
What?
Accept all cookies. I never know what that means, but I click it all the time on websites.
Yeah, they make you.
Okay. Goblin mode. I never heard that last year.
Goblin mode. Is that when you're gross?
It's a type of behavior which is unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, slovenly, or greedy, typically in a way that rejects social norms or expectations. So that person is just
that is
like
goblin
in...
behavior.
Okay, gaslighting, we all know, was a word. Woman was the number third word. Permacrisis. Yeah, I think I heard that word. An extended period
perma-crisis.
Of instability and insecurity. Interesting. Very interesting.
Okay, so podcast was one that came out in 2004. Binge watch, manscaping, unfriend, vlog, paywall, waterboarding.
Oh, yeah.
Sexting. Yeah.
Sexting is a word.
YouTuber.
Now.
Crowdfunding. Hashtag.
Ew.
Retweet.
Everything is so like
photobomb.
Like all our words are so tech-y.
Would you say pound or hashtag when you're like explaining like a number?
I say hashtag. Oh. A number? I say
like say
I
like
say
oh,
hashtag. A hashtag on Twitter is a hashtag.
I forgot the word was even pound. I forgot
it
was that
pound,
was your
yeah.
word.
Wow. Pound. Yeah, because our Wi-Fi is like hashtag 1990, but I'm like pound or hashtag, however old you are, because you're definitely, if I told my mom hashtag, she would be like, what? I'd be like, oh, a pound 1990, you know?
Wow.
You
There's
guys,
a part of me that wants to get a landline again.
My parents just got rid of theirs like this month.
I Don't Get It is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, so you guys know I'm a little weird, but I am someone who looks forward to talking to a therapist every week. I go to therapy every week.
Weird. I don't think that's weird.
Okay,
people love to unload on someone else when they're not like necessarily your friend or family, and they don't have any like preconceived stories or notions or anything about you, and they don't have to like be like, I thought you said that about the last guy you dated. Like, I don't need that. I need to talk to a therapist who is like a third party.
Yeah.
That's why it's very nice to talk.
Yeah. And you also feel like you're not being a burden and you're getting like objective advice. And I've been in therapy for years, and I've quoted Zachary Levi before, but I'll say it again. I think mental health is dental health, in the way that if you're not getting your teeth cleaned, like we talked about in this podcast, and you're not regularly checking up on it, that one time you go to the dentist after like 3-4 years, it is so painful. And it's like, if it's something that you just keep up with and do routinely, then you'll feel so much better. And it's really helped me with setting boundaries. If you guys haven't listened to our podcast with Melissa Urban about boundaries, I highly recommend listening to that one. But it's hard to set boundaries because it can be awkward and uncomfortable. And lately my therapy sessions have been about that. And it's really, it's so nice to have support in that area of my life and make me feel like I can do it and have someone to guide me through really challenging times when it comes to like relationships with friends or in the workplace.
So if you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try because it's all online. It's very convenient and flexible, and it's suited for your schedule because it's hard to find times like during the day, like normal hours and stuff. So you can schedule like later on after work and stuff, which is really, really nice. So find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/get it today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/get it.
Did you know that Paris Hilton has 5 different phones?
Yeah.
Phone lines?
She gives them out to different people and like categorizes them.
Yeah. She has one just like for her friends and family. Then she has like, I think one for just friends in Europe because they're in a different time zone. I'm kind of making this up, so double check. And then she has one just for prank calls.
Oh my God.
So funny. And then, wait, we should prank call someone on our next podcast.
Okay, let's do it.
Who should we prank call?
What do we do?
I miss calling so much. It used to be my favorite thing in the world to do.
Because you did it. Didn't you do it with Maura?
I used to do it all the time.
We need to do it again. Let's do it. Let's do it with Maura again.
We freaked her out. What did we say to her?
You said that there was a police at her door, or what was it?
Probably a car accident.
Oh, man. Oh, we're like, if you don't stop walking up there, I'm going to call the police. And then she was like, no, I'm calling
the
police.
She called the police.
She did. I don't remember. I have the worst memory. Wow. I don't remember.
Wait, did we do it on the podcast or just
for fun? No, we didn't. We were just fucking having a great time.
I thought we did it on the podcast, so I couldn't remember it. But yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Okay, we gotta do this.
Guys, I'm sorry, but I have to say a couple more of these.
Okay.
Bestie is actually acknowledged in the Oxford English Dictionary.
Well, yeah, all the words we use now have to be in the dictionary. They're words.
Bestie? I didn't think bestie was.
If someone from another country comes to America and someone refers to them or someone as bestie, they should be able to look it up and know what it means. It should be recorded.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Yeah, you would think it'd just be in the urban dictionary, not like the regular dictionary.
That's totally. Yeah, totally. I thought it'd be urban dictionary. All right,
you're
guys.
My bestie.
Well, fun times on the I Don't Get It podcast.
Okay, we're going to next podcast, prank calls only.
Yeah.
So
who
funny.
Who else should
Oh, my God.
Call?
Okay, wait.
Jared?
So should we basically like ask people to send us their numbers and then.
No, wait. I have an idea.
They won't even remember that they sent us our numbers. And then all of a sudden, Naz will come on in a man's voice and they'll get freaked out.
No, I think we should prank call our parents.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Parent,
I
we should call
too
it.
Guilty.
Wait,
why?
Naz, do you think your dad would get? Okay, so you know that recording? There's like, your. Please
dad
accept
would
this
fall for any.
Please accept this phone call from the Orange County Jail or the Los Angeles County Jail.
Oh my god!
Jail.
And it was me.
Oh my god!
And it was you. And,
yes.
and then he presses the number, and then you're like, "Dad, I need you to help
Wait,
me. I'm in jail."
He's gonna go.
Right
I now?
Knew this was gonna happen one day.
He's like, Naz.
Wait.
This is what I've been talking about.
You guys, should we do it right now? We should do it right now.
Please, please. But you got to get the recording.
No, but I think you guys should call him and say, Mr. Perez, Oh, fuck. I just messaged him on Instagram, though. So I wonder
if
you guys,
it definitely is something that we need to reserve okay, for fine. A full
I just
experience.
Typed Naz into Google because I'm so frantic.
So okay, I think that you guys should call my dad on the next podcast.
Okay.
And then be like, Mr. Perez, like, Naz just called us. Like, she had our number memorized. She's currently in jail. We don't know why. And then, like, I don't just...
I can't lie, guys. It stresses me out.
No, Naz.
Lauren's going to have to handle Actually, the entire
Naz,
thing.
You're so good at this. You need to just need to call with the thing that says, please accept this phone call from Los Angeles County Jail. And then you got to come up with a story. And your dad is just going to have to deal with it, okay? You have to do this.
Okay, so why do I say why I'm in jail?
Why are you in jail?
Why do I say
what were you
why
doing?
I'm in jail?
What's
you were like part of like a thing. Cult or something. Like you were smoking some weird thing.
Wait,
and like,
he would, oh my God, he would roll over.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like
I was doing
really...
ketamine in the field with my friends and the cop came and got me.
Yeah, it has to be something semi-relate. Like, okay,
I'll tell him I went to one part of California where weed isn't legal, and I had it on me.
Is that drastic realistic. Enough?
No.
And then
Nash, yeah, you went Florida, on a spiritual experience. You went on a spiritual trip.
Okay.
Okay. And then they had you take something there to like open your mind, which sounds like Naz. And then while you were on it, you like went and stole like something really expensive. You didn't
no,
realize.
That's too far fetched. See, that's fucking
first of all,
crazy.
Lauren, I love how Ashley's like, I can't tell a lie, I can't do it. And then she comes up with this diabolical.
You did drugs and stole shit. Yeah.
She comes up with this diabolical, fully well planned out lie.
I know.
You should do something that really annoy your dad. You'd be like, so I was in the middle of like, you know, Monterey having a spiritual experience. And then I went up to San Francisco where like you're allowed to steal things. And then you steal something from like a Best Buy in San Francisco and he gets. So annoyed. You're like, I didn't think I was gonna get caught because
we're
gonna
flesh
such
this
crime
out a little
issues.
Bit more.
Okay, we're gonna flesh it out.
But like, but I got caught.
Wait, we have to do it. My dad's gonna freak out.
And I just love that. Like, I know so we know your funny. Dad will answer.
Wait, Lauren. A snatch and grab. What do they call it? A smash and
a
grab?
A smash and grab.
What's that?
Naz would never be part of a smash and grab.
No, when she was on a drug high.
This is so what? Elaborate.
Ashley, this is so elaborate from someone that just isn't comfortable lying.
I can't
it has
do the
to lie,
but I can come up with the story. It's going
to
be simple. It's going to be funny from his end. I don't think she needs to elaborate because he'll be so disappointed no matter what.
Okay, fine.
Okay, let's do it.
All right,
I can't
we'll figure
wait.
It out.
All right, guys.
Lauren's
it'll,
frozen.
It'll
now
come.
So it's time to leave.
Soon, no, she's not.
No, she's
yeah,
frozen for
I'm
me.
I'm fine.
And this is how she's frozen. Listen. Look. This is how she's frozen.
That's amazing.
All right. I'm going to take a screen recording of it. All right.
All right.
See you guys.
Love you guys.
All right. Love you. Bye.
You
bye.
Sorry
bye.
I'm like so bad at, you know, lying or good
what?
At lying.
You're so good at it.
Okay. Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.